UW-Madison professor Steve Vavras and a colleague at Rutgers University published a paper last year. It hypothesized that warming in the Arctic would affect air pressure and slow the jet stream patterns around the northern hemisphere, leading to more long-lasting weather patterns. The scientists also said the west-to-east river of air would meander more and set up more extreme weather. Vavras says there was record low sea ice coverage in the Arctic last summer. Then over the winter, Russia had its longest severe cold snap in 75 years. And then, Vavras says, there's been this month in Wisconsin.
We've also had a repeat of a very weak circulation pattern. It's ongoing. And we've just experienced a very cold month of March. We're looking at the coldest March in southern Wisconsin in 35, 40 years.
Vavras cautions there is some natural fluctuation of the circulation patterns.
But what we're arguing is that the sea ice loss is favoring, sort of loading the dice in favor of a more negative Arctic oscillation pattern.
Professor Vavras says he's a climate scientist, not a politician. But he says anything we can do to slow down the greenhouse warming effect that may be affecting the weather is a good thing. He says otherwise people may have to find more ways to adapt to the changing conditions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.